Dear students, we continue lecture number two, and today we are going to talk about criteria, goals, and basic principles of capacity regulation by the method of free determination. The structure of this final portion will be the same. There are criteria A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H. Each criterion has related objectives and basic principles sections. Right, let us begin to consider. So criteria, goals, and basic principles of capacity regulation by the method of free determination. Criterion A. This is the need for close and flexible matching of capacity with demand. Related objectives: prevention of excessive air transport capacity with subsequent wastage of human and material resources, including fuel. Also, prevention of dumping of the capacity. The word dumping in quotation marks. Now, basic principles. And here there are one, two, three, four, five basic principles for this criterion A. Number one, capacity is set exclusively by airlines. The government wants to use competitive factors such as other airlines, charter flights, flexible pricing, in order to stimulate frequent review of airline decisions, especially regarding capacity. So the government stimulates, you see. Number two, basic principle number two, demand or the need for transportation is usually established empirically, taking into account statistical data on performed transportation and based upon a reasonable estimate of future transportation, taking into account economic conditions, including tariffs and other relevant factors. Principle number three. This principle has subsections A and B. So three, close matching of capacity with demand requires airlines to provide capacity at a level that will ensure A, a reasonable possibility for passengers to obtain a seat without prior reservation, and B, receipt by airlines of an acceptable economic return. Now, principle number four. It has A, B, and C subsections in this principle. So four, flexibility in capacity provision can be achieved through measures such as A, constant monitoring of load factors in order to detect changes in demand, B, prompt adjustment of schedules, including aircraft types and traffic patterns on agreed routes, and C, execution of additional flights as necessary, and provision of additional sections of routes. Now, the last point for this criterion A, it's number five, principle number five, and it reads the following. In order to ensure a close and flexible matching of capacity with demand, according to the method of free determination, the data of transportation should probably be controlled by each contracting party and should probably be consulted in order not to disturb the spontaneously formed market conditions. Now, criterion B. The statement is the next. The need to provide capacity should be mainly determined by the demand for transportation between the territories of both contracting parties. It has related goals, They are ensuring fair and equal opportunities for competition, also protection of the interests of the national carrier. Basic principles, 1, 2, 3, 3 items here. Number one, as in general, when signing any agreement, the capacity is provided to meet transportation needs between the territories of both contracting parties, but it can also be provided to meet other transportation needs depending upon the nature of the agreed routes. It is with stops in third country or non-stop. Also here, customer preferences as well as commercial and operational decisions made by the relevant airlines. So these needs, and they are, must be met with. All right, number two, principle number two in this criterion B, it is in agreements of this type, no distinction is generally made between transportation carried out between the territories of both contracting parties and transportation of a third country. The commercial rights of a third country may not be agreed, but if these rights are agreed, the same container provisions apply to all carriages in accordance with basic principle three below. And here, principle number three, the capacity provided for carriage, not only between the territories of both parties, will also depend on the willingness of the government of the third country to authorize the provision of such capacity. Next criterion is C. The need to effectively ensure equality and mutual benefit to carriers of both interested countries. Related goals, ensuring fair and equal opportunities for competition, protection of the interests of the national carrier, and even distribution of carried out transportation. Basic principles, just two principles here. Number one, most of the free determination agreements provide for fair and equal opportunities for competition, and many agreements stipulate the elimination of discrimination in all forms or unfair methods of competition. Equality of opportunity is ensured by reaching an agreement between both contracting parties to give the airlines of each party the same freedom to allocate capacity and set prices for the services they provide in order to efficiently use such capacity and by means of a general exchange of rights in a bilateral agreement, including a fair exchange of routes. Principle number two here, carriers of both countries benefit in proportion to the efforts and resources expended by each airline. So more spend, more benefit. Criterion D, the need to encourage the development of expansion of air transport on a sound cost effectiveness basis and in the general interest. Now, related goals. These are provision of quality service at affordable prices for customers, then possibility of obtaining an acceptable economic return for carriers, and protection of the interests of the national carrier. Basic principles, 1, 2, 3, 3 principles here. Number one, this criterion, which is of a general and fundamental nature, is usually reflected in the preamble to the agreement and not in its separate articles. Number two, general interests, in quotation marks, general interests, are divided into three main categories. These are, number one, interests of airlines, number two, interests of air transport customers, and number three, other national interests. Basic principle number three, the parties believe that taking into account the current situation, the capacity should be offered at a level that A, B, C, D, subsections here. So item A, at the level that provides an acceptable opportunity for passengers to obtain a seat without prior reservation. B, provides an acceptable economic return to carriers. C, helps to avoid dumping of the capacity, dumping again in quotation marks. D, is planned in such a way as to provide customers with the maximum possible convenience. Now, three criteria, criteria E, F, and G. They three altogether. So the statement of this criteria formulation is the following. It's the need to coordinate transportation with the capacity of airports and air routes, ensuring efficient use of human and material resources, especially fuel, and environmental protection from air pollution and noise exposure. Related to these criteria, objectives are as following. These are prevention of excessive capacity of air transport with subsequent unnecessary waste of human and material resources, including fuel, also environmental protection. Basic principles, just one paragraph here. These criteria are of great and increasing importance and may be best reflected in the preamble to the agreement or in specific provisions of the agreement. To this end, capacity may need to be provided in such a way as to achieve efficient use of airports and air route equipment, to conserve resources by selecting the most optimal load factors, and to minimize the negative impact on the environment. Sometimes it may be necessary to reconcile these requirements with the requirements related to the above mentioned criterion A. The last criterion is H. So criterion H, it's the need to coordinate the provision of capacity for non-regular and regular transportation in relation to general demand. Related objectives, coordination of regular and non-regular transportation in the same market. Basic principles, also just one here. It is the contracting parties believe that the coordination of irregular and regular transportation, including the coordination of capacity in relation to the total demand, will be ensured under the influence, of the prevailing market conditions, and by including, as a rule, both types of transportation according to the same agreement. In particular, according to one and the same article on containers, with provision of possibilities limited only by legal or market differences between the two types of transport. So this is the end of lecture two. Thank you very much. And let us meet together at other lectures. See you every success. Goodbye. See you later.